Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for March 5th, 2024. So what we're seeing in the markets right now, I'm going to show you in a second, it's all Fed driven. Like I feel like I'm at a repeating record every day. I'm saying, well, what's the Fed's next move going to be? So that's what we really try to focus in on this channel because the Fed is in control of everything right now. If you have a stock portfolio, maybe your 401k, it's dependent on what the Fed's going to do. If you're looking to buy a house, which most of our viewers, that's what you're watching my videos for, to figure out what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates, well, that's what we focus in on this channel as well. So let's put into context the news coming out this week and how that might be affecting these things right here. So what you're seeing right here on the screen are the top six programs that people use when they're buying their first house. So the gist of these are they're not my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What they are is a survey done by Mortgage News Daily up there. They surveyed lenders all over the country and asked them these five questions. And the reason I got to do this, folks, it's the legal piece of this equation. I have to give you context of how those rates were created. So the five pieces of this puzzle is these people are, they're buying their first house. It's a single family home and they're going to live there. Okay. So you might be saying, Dan, that is me. So that's my rates. Well, no, there's two more pieces of the puzzle to this. And I can almost assure you it's not you. These people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. So you don't need to do that to find out how you qualify and what you can qualify for in regards to the score, your down payment, and everything else. Please, I'll give you my information at the end of this video. Reach out to us. I would love to help you navigate this environment because I'm a mortgage licensed mortgage advisor, licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But without further ado, let's get over to what today's news is and how it's going to affect mortgage rates. So the first thing we want to go to is the calendar, okay? The economic calendar rate here. We're looking for cracks in the foundation. We're looking for what the Federal Reserve is looking at. They want to say, okay, we want basically sales to go down. We want people to stop spending. So we want, you know, manufacturing to go down, goods orders to come down, and employment or unemployment to go up and people to make less money. That's the whole context of this. So let's get over and see if we can find the cracks in the economy. So right now, the big news for today is the servicing numbers. Okay. Servicing PMI, last reading was 52.5, came in right basically in line of where we were last time, but a little bit hotter than the 51.3 that economists were expecting. But then you start going to the manufacturing PMI, how much stuff is being manufactured and what's happening to the price of these things. So manufacturing 53.4 was supposed to drop to 50, came in at 52.6. Okay, so we're still producing things, a little bit lower than where we were previously and a little bit lower than expectations. But then on the pricing of things, this is the AKA and the inflation side of the equation. Past reading was 64, especially to drop to 62. It actually went way down to 58. So that's good news when it comes to prices and how much goods and services are being produced. Now, tomorrow, we have that's where we start to see the employment numbers. So this is the other piece of the equation that the Federal Reserve is monitoring. So they're monitoring how much stuff is being produced and the prices of those. And then they're also going to monitor what's going on with the jobs market. So that's what we're seeing right through here. Some news that we're seeing on in the headlines at CNBC is U.S. Treasuries fall as investors fret over economic outlook. So what's going on right here is basically here's yields on things right now. It's still in an inverted yield curve. But if you go down through here, what are investors hoping for? Well, they're hoping the data will indicate that the labor markets and wider economy is cooling. Okay, why? Well, is cooling as this could signal that interest rate cuts may be on the horizon. So that's what everything is looking at right now. The stock market right now is, let's go over to that and see where that is right at this moment. The stock market is holding off on all this data because they're like, we don't know where things are going to go. So we're starting to see retraction in the Dow, the S&P 500, then the NASDAQ. These things are way out there in price. If you follow these right now, you're seeing you had substantial gains even so far this year. I don't know how long that's going to continue. Another big area right through here is oil. I focus in on oil a lot. I haven't talked about it recently, but oil is at $78 a barrel right now. So this is starting to cool just a little bit. Why do we focus in on oil? Why do I focus in on oil? Well, I focus in on a lot of things you guys just don't know that I do behind the scenes. I look at logistics, you know, how much stuff is getting transferred throughout the world, what the prices of that logistics is, how much is it for a tanker to take products from China here? If that price is going way up, well, your prices on all of our stuff is going to go up. If tanker prices are coming down, that'll help things. Same thing with oil. If oil is coming down, that's good news because all of our stuff runs on oil or gasoline or diesel. So when oil prices come down, that's also going to bring down the prices of stuff, aka inflation. So that's what we're seeing right now in the markets. Let's go over to the bond market and see how the reaction is there. Well, it's good news right through here so far. So what we monitor on this is, well, one, this is what my screen looks like, folks. If you look all the way over there, this is an in-depth economic calendar for the day. So I go through this, but I go through this calendar with you guys just to make it a little bit simpler. But on my screens all day, I watch this, and you can see that we're at the best levels right now in the MBSs. What is the MBS? So if you're new to my channel, we focus in on right here what this is. So if you get this out of the way, you're going to see a couple different bonds up here. You're going to see the 10-year treasury. A lot of people say, okay, watch the 10-year treasury. You can understand exactly what's going on with mortgage rates. Well, that's kind of an old theory. What you really need to watch is right through here. What is this? Well, it's the MBS. What's MBS stand for? Mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street. That's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Why do we focus in on this right here? Because it tells me exactly what's going on. So this is what's going on to the price of the bond, and this is the reaction we have so far. So far, the MBS market is up 14. Okay, here's what you need to understand. If the price of a bond goes up, the yield comes down. Okay, there's an inverse or a yin-yang relationship between this, and that's how that works. So a plus 14 means rates will come down maybe 0.05, okay? But I'd rather them come down a little bit than go up. So brief little conversation on how this works. I do it once a month. If the price goes up, the yield comes down. Now, let me explain it to you. Let's take it in its simplest terms, okay? If you have a bond, okay, and I buy a bond, a mortgage-backed security bond from you. Let's assume that the face value of that thing or the par value is $100. So that means I'm going to give you some money today, and when that bond matures, it's going to be pay me back $100. Okay, so let's do this analysis. Today I'm going to pay you $50. Okay, so I'll give you $50. You give me my bond. Next year I give you the bond back, and you give me my $100 back because that's basically the par value of the bond. Hope you follow me so far. So I've given you $50 one year, and when the bond matured, you give me $100 back. What was my rate of return? Well, I doubled my money, so the rate of return is 100%. So that's my yield. Well, let's say I give you $100, a higher price, okay? I want to show you how rates come down or yields come down. So I give you $100, and then you give me the coupon, and then next year I give you my bond back, and you give me my $100 back. So now what is my gain? I gave you $100, you give me $100 back. My gain is zero. I didn't get anything. So do you see how if I pay you a higher price, the yield comes down? That's how all this works. So I told you at the beginning of this video, I'll give you all my information in case you're out there looking to maybe buy your first house, maybe buy your first investment property. Maybe you're looking to refinance. You closed on a rate. The rate was 8%. And now you're like, well, Dan, the rates aren't great, but they're 7. Can I refinance? Yeah. Let's check it out. See if you can maybe save some money by refinancing. Refinancing is really cheap versus when you go to buy the house. When you go to buy the house, you're going to have a lot of fees. Those fees are going to accumulate to about $5,000, $6,000, maybe $7,000 or $8,000. When you refinance, it's usually going to cost you maybe $1,000, $1,200, maybe $1,500. So it's a fraction of the price, okay? Or maybe you're out there looking for a reverse mortgage. I'd love to help you. How do you reach out to us and find out more about us? Go to therateupdate.com. There's 3 ways to reach out to us. One, hit the apply now button. It's going to ask you a couple questions. You're going to fill out a questionnaire. Then we're going to call you within 24 hours, go over any questions that you have, and get you on the path to getting pre-qualified. But wonder if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I'd really love to talk to somebody now, or can I email anybody just a question? Yeah, you can. What you're going to do is go down to the bottom of our website. You're going to see all kind of financial tools and so forth, but you're going to go right down through here and you're going to find those two things. One, our 800 number, which is 844-775-LOAN. That's 1-844-775-5626. Or you can email me directly. And yes, it's me, and I will be the one answering. That is Dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day. And if you need help, please reach out to us. We'd love to help. Take care. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.